bicycle.
I want to ride my
So I was, I was working on paper mache last night, which is weird because paper mache apparently isn't what it used to be. I thought we used to make like this glue mixture and like use strips of newspaper to create things. Well, apparently it's different. Now you blend up toilet paper and put in, you know, joint compound and all sorts of stuff. Anyhow. I was doing that, and I was reading this fascinating article about the next generation of smart devices. So Ivy's there, my daughter's there, and you know, these are tech-savvy people. I'm kind of a, you know, a guy who's lucky to make the phone work. I do make it work, but I don't have the savvy approach to high-tech that a lot of people do. Is that fair to say? And it is. So what I'm getting at is... Big Tech's next aim, smart glasses. These goggle things. And they're doing it everywhere. The big names in tech, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Snap, Facebook, Apple, all of these companies working on some form of smart glasses or headset that will change the way we view the world. And I said to both Ivy and my daughter, I said, what do you think of that? They said, no way. I want nothing to do with that. I mean... Seriously, at what point are you completely handicapped by electronics, incapable of doing anything else? I mean, seriously. Instead of pulling a phone out of your pocket and putting it away when you're done, you would just have these glasses on, you would communicate. It's like these movies you see where they tap their ear. Come in, Commander. Come in, Commander. You know, where are you? Give me a status report. I mean, talk about never being able to be independent. I mean, at this point, people can, if you're in certain networks, right, family networks, people can see where you are, where your phone is. So kind of, you know, oh, they're at the store, oh, they're at home, they're at school, whatever it might be. What is it now? You click on and see what they're looking at, and you click on and see what they're doing exactly, real-time feedback on exactly what's happening and what's next. You tap into their brainwaves. So there's this race on. Of all these companies I just mentioned, to be the first to make this set of glasses that everyone's going to wear, which means, of course, to be fashionable and sleek enough to wear all day and everywhere you go. Advocates say they hope that you'll one day be able to replace every screen in your life with just one pair of smart glasses. It'll never happen. I wear glasses. You know what glasses do? They get dirty. And what, are you going to have prescription smart glasses? I mean, maybe they are, and maybe that's the plan. Count me out. Maybe the smart glasses will be so brilliant that they will adjust for my prescription while I'm walking. That's possible, I suppose. I say it half in jest, but then I think about it. Maybe it's possible through high tech. It'll adjust my ability to see. You know, all these AR headsets right now are too big, too expensive, and too weird. But it's what they're working on. Trust me. The HoloLens is something that came from Microsoft, and they're working on advanced augmented reality products. Think about it. Advanced augmented reality products. You know, I live in a virtual world. Well, you know, sometimes you have to live in the real world, have real conversations with real people, not machines. Sometimes you have to go fishing, and I mean that with all sincerity. Sometimes you have to go out and, you know, and work in the garden, plant a flower, cut a tree. Get dirty. And if you're not doing those things, my God, what's wrong with you? Get away from the electronics. Make sure your kids get away from the electronics. You know, the study after study says that these machines change kids' brains. Change kids' brains because they stare at these computers, these screens way too long, right? And so it not only changes their brains in the way they look at the world, but it changes their brain in this way. How many people do you know that just seem lonely and they're connected to these machines all the time, but they're lonely because the human connection is missing? Kids would be far better off being in groups of other kids and talking and not sitting there staring at their phone and tapping and texting and you know, Snapchatting or whatever the hell it is they do. It's time to... Oh, and speaking of snaps, Snap has Spectacle 3 glasses going on sale about now, $380. It lets users snap pictures and videos of the world around them and then add augmented reality effects to those clips inside the Snapchat app. So you can do all these things. Put the glass on, take a movie, send it a... Wow. Their strategy a bit different. It starts with glasses and plans to add a computer system later, says Snap. Other companies have bulkier headsets and computers. Haven't sold glasses yet. I guess my question to you, and I'd love to hear from you, go to SteveGruber.com. By the way, the brand new website is up. The brand new SteveGruber.com website is up. And as these things go, we're adding content, filtering out a couple of, you know, little hiccups here and there. And as we go forward, we'll continue to, but I really love it. I think you'll love it. It's just a tremendous amount of content there now. Videos and articles updating all the time with new information all the time. So, and I want you to be part of it. So go to SteveGruber.com. Drop me a line and tell me how far would you be willing to go in this high-tech world? The smartphones are, you know, interesting to me, but I have an iPhone 7 Plus, I guess. And I mention that because I don't need anything else. I'm one of the guys that's the problem for Apple and others because I have this phone, does everything I need it to do, and then some. I don't need anything more. And I'm not going to replace it. I'm not going to go buy another $1,000 phone or whatever they are. Not going to do it. My phone does everything it needs to do, and then some. I don't need anything more. When it breaks, I'll consider doing something different. But until then, you've maxed me out on technology. I certainly don't want goggles on to see the world in some adulterated, bastardized way, frankly. I'll see other things in that. In that way, all right? 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now, we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.